busy now. Terrible. Yesterday we were doing the Rashi Vadayan. So let's get it straight again. I just want to get it straight one more time. I'm sorry, but we'll get it straight one more time. Rashi says, even though you have two psukim, there's three things we don't know. There are three things we don't know. The first thing we don't know is Bal Yatmin B'Gvulin. We don't know about Yatmin in Gvulecha, like you were talking about the storage unit. We don't know if something's hidden in the storage unit, if it's Usser. We don't know that at the end of the day. Why? Because where do we learn Bal Yatmin from? By Yimatze. And by Yimatze it says Beisecha, not Gvulecha. So we don't know Bal Yatmin in Gvul. That's what first thing we don't know according to Rashi. The second and third things we know according to Rashi are almost the same, but they're very different. We haven't gone into this much, but the Gemara says it, and the Gemara will explain it later. There are two things that sometimes you could have a guy stuff, and sometimes you can't have a guy stuff. The Pasuk Lo Yirah says Lucha. Lucha would teach us you could have a good stuff or you can't have a good stuff. Good stuff.
You can have a good
stuff. Only Lucha can you have. But the Pasuk Lo Yamatze doesn't say Lucha, so that would seem you can't have it all. You can't have a good stuff. It's so two psukim. So the Gemara is going to say later that, oh, it's simple. That when can't you have a good stuff if you take Achrayus. What's Achrayus in English?
Responsibility.
When you take responsibility on something, it's some type of ownership, then you can't. When could you have a guy stuff? When you don't take responsibility. So the Pasuk of Lo Yamatze is telling us you can't have a guy stuff when you take responsibility. And the Pasuk of Yirah tells us if you don't take responsibility, you ought to have a guy stuff. But how do you know each one? How do you know in Bal Yira'eh, if you have a geist, if you took responsibility, how do you know that it's usser? Maybe it's mutter. In Bal Yamatzeh, how do you know it's mutter to have a geist stuff without responsibility? How do you know each one's kulas and chumas go on each other? So there's really two things, which is three things. One thing we don't know is how do you know by Yatman B'Gvulim. The other thing is we don't know is this thing with having a guy's responsibility and not responsibility, who does that pertain to? Yes.
Rabbi mentioned that it's according to Rashi that we don't know, but it's according to the Gemara itself that we don't know. That's what the Gemara makes sure.
That's the Gemara's question about dying in the Omer. Then the Gemara says, oh, we have a Zer Shava,
right,
that everything is on everything. We're talking about the question about dying. That's what we're talking about. What is the most question?
What was the second thing you said? About the guy taking
Achrayus? Oh, if a guy takes responsibility, if you take responsibility on a guy's stuff and you have it in your house, it's usser. But what happens if you have it in the storage? We don't know. If you don't take responsibility, you're allowed to have it in storage. Who says you have to have it in your house? That we also don't know. So these dinim we have to find out. Okay.
Having it in the storage is different than Acharis?
No. They're two separate things. There's Acharis and no Acharis. Now, if you take Acharis, there's two places. I took Acharis and it goes thing. No, I can have it in my house, I can have it in the storage unit. You have to know it's usher for both. Or when I don't take Acharis, it's mutter for both. That we'll only know for. So those are the three things we don't know. Okay? Three things we don't know.
What are you thinking of Christ for?
What?
The Chametz itself or like the non-Jew's house?
The Chametz. We're talking about taking the guy's Chametz. Okay, so we have a Gzer Shava and everything is on everything. That's great. We know everything's on everything. Okay. We'll do it this way. We'll do the Rambam first, and then we'll go to the Rambam. We'll do the Rambam first. Everyone who has, if you have the Rambam sheet, please take it out. What?
Did you say like three things?
One thing is Yatmin,
right,
in storage unit. The other thing is you don't take responsibility on the guy.
Right.
Is it mutter in your house? Okay. And take responsibility, is it usher in the storage unit? Those are the three things. We don't know. Okay, now going to the Rambam. The Rambam says, this is in Halacha Beis, V'aniach chametz b'shusay v'pesach. And if you have chametz in your shusay v'pesach, that means you didn't do anything. You didn't do bittel, you didn't do bdika, you didn't do beer, you did nothing. Ava b'shul achu, even though you didn't eat it, over b'shnei lavin, you have two lavs. Shinemar, lo yirelcha s'or, v'chol gvulecha, v'nemar s'or lo yimatzei v'otechem. You have two lavim. What do we call them? Bayira and Bayimatzei. So it's two lavs, the Rambam says. Okay? Then the Rambam, the next Rambam, we talked about this when we learned Reb Chaim Brisker. They're really a having chametz is a lav she'en b'maisa. But there's one case where you do get malchus. Well, it's a maisa. What's that?
Buying chametz.
Now, when you buy chametz, according to the Rambam, according to the first Rambam we just talked about, how many malchus should you get if you buy chametz?
Two sets.
Like 80 malchus. Two sets. When you have two lavs and you do one maisa, or you do one non-maisa, you do one thing, you get two malchus. If you have five lav on something and you do one thing, you get five times makos. We know that. So you get twice the makos for buying chametz. That is the Rambam. Comes along the Kesef Mishnah. Why don't you read the Kesef Mishnah? There's one line that we don't have to know, but I'll read the Kesef Mishnah. It's Gimel. Does anyone have Gimel in the Kesef Mishnah?
Yeah.
Kesef Re'em. This is the Re'em. And we're going to see later who else it is. But the Reim says, V'yesh v'tmoa, the meshorish tes nira she'en lokin. Now, when you look at the Rambam, if someone tells you, in shoresh tes, the Rambam says that you don't. It's not true. Where would you look for shoresh tes? So now you, whoever learned this kesmish, now you know that the first thing that's printed in... You gone already? The first thing that's printed in the Rambam is the Sefer Mitzvot Rambam. It's called Sefer Mitzvot Rambam. Now, it's broken up into two halves. The first half is called Shorashim. There's Shorash Aleph, Shorash Beis, Shorash Gimel. I think it goes up to Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Those are the rules of the Torah. The rules of the Gemara. He tells us rules of the Gemara. Then, the second half of Sefer Mitzvot is he goes through Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Aleph through Taryag of Mitzvot and Averos. And he tells us which each one is. The Rambam, there's a Machlokes, we've always shown him how you count 613 Mitzvot and Averos. The Rambam tells us his count of 613. There's two parts. Well, in Shorish Tes, the Rambam says that when you have a lav, and then it's said again the Torah, the same love. It's not, and you do it, you don't get two times makos, even though there's two psukim. Because when it's the same thing twice, that's only l'chizuk hadavar. You know what l'chizuk hadavar means? Only to strengthen it. Sometimes Hashem wants to make sure you don't do it, so he says it twice. Sometimes Hashem will say it three times. When it's the same thing, You only get one avera. Factor aim, ba'yira and ba'yamotze. At the end of the day, at the end of our Gemara, is all the same.
Yep.
So it's the same. So it's the same twice. So how could the Rambam say you get two averos? In the Shoresh test, the Rambam says, when it's the same, you get one Avera. According to our Gemara, it's the same, right? At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So how could the Rambam say you get two Averas? The Rambam should say you get one Avera. That's the Yerim's question. And Yerim holds, therefore I hold, it's one Avera. He holds it's one Avera, not two Averas. Not like the Rambam. Yes?
That's the one line you didn't need enough.
No, the next couple of lines. Not one line, a few lines. Ube'emes ki yashav zeh ha'yev shel ofarish, you could possibly say, de'ein alok el achas, that the Rama means, you get one makos. Alpi shehizkir shnei halavim, even though two lavs are mentioned. You could possibly say that the Rambam holds by Rabbi Yabatze is two lavs but one makos.
So isn't that,
but that's
isn't that
not...
you have the same question, no?
Yes, it doesn't fit really.
Yeah.
Now, what you have to know is V'chein haya efshel afarish ha-smag. In the smag, we don't know what it is. Ki afri shehosef lukos aleim ha'inu lefi shehizkel eina over v'lo hizkel eina loka. We're talking about the words he used to start the sentence, the smag. We don't have the smag. So we're not going to go into that. Amikol makom akati kasha. The Kesmir says, it's still a kasha. Whatever you say, it's a kasha. Hech manan b'shnei lavim. I don't understand how the Rambam has two lavs. It's the same. When it's the same, it's one lav. Just l'chizuk ha-davar. V'nir b'einai. Comes along the Kesmir, and Kesmir says a very big chiddush. V'nir b'einai. D'lo yirah. Lo mashma ela kshunira reinayim davka. V'chein mashma b'sefer mitzvahs mitzvah reish or mitzvah reish aleph. That really, he says, lo yirah and lo yamatze are not the same. Lo yirah, you have to see it. Lo yamatze, just have to have it. That means they're really not the same. Some, most of the time, they're the same. But there'll be a time when they're not the same. When is it not the same? When I don't see it. When I don't see it, it doesn't fit into Lo Yirah. It doesn't fit. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Lo Yirah and Lo Yamatze, even though they have the same dinim, but they're not the same. Lo Yamatze means don't see it. Lo Yamatze means don't have it. And if I don't, and if it's not there to be seen, I can't have lo yirah. I can't have it. Therefore, if sometimes you could have one without the other, what does that tell me?
They're
two different lavs. If I could somehow have one without the other, that would tell me it's two lavs. And the Kesmer says I could have one without the other. Hiding your chametz, I'll have one without the other. Okay? They're with me? Now, going on. Umashikasa Perik Dalad. And that which the Rambam says in Perik Dalad Beis, over Mishum Bayirah by Yamatze, the Rambam says you're over two by Rabbi Yamatze, Lav Rameimer de Bechol Echad min Skarmel over Mishneim. The Rambam says, well, if I have chametz, I don't see it, I'm over Rabbi Yamatze. So that would be proof that you get two, even though you don't see it. But he says that's not a proof, because the Rambam doesn't mean. The Rambam just means sometimes by Ra and sometimes by Yamatze. Alehek the Shach, Havayu over Shneim. Alehek the over Aloy Ra, over Nami Aloy Yamatze. That whenever you're over Aloy Ra, for sure you're over Lo Yamatze. Okay? That's, does that understand that? If you're over Lo Yirah, for sure you're over Lo Yamatze. If you're over Lo Yamatze, who says you're over Lo Yirah? Avav Tamin Lo Over Ela Al Lo Yamatze. Tamin, you're over only on Lo Yamatze and not Lo Yirah. So I want you to understand what the Kesef Mishnah is saying here. One second. Where's Aaron? Oh, okay. Okay, too much, what you call it? But what the Kesef Mishnah is saying here is that even though at the end of the Gemara, everything's the same. He says, it's not the same. There could be time when you're over lo yimatze, but you're not over lo yira. And that's by tamun. What meaning, if there is one case in the whole world where I'm over only lo yimatze, that shows me that they're not the same. They're different. Two different averos. Yes. Is that would teach us that what? There's two separate averos.
So why is the phrase combined?
Right. So remember the first day this man when I said by Rabbi Matz, I said, now until about 2 months we're gonna learn it's one thing. I didn't want to get into that question. Right? You know, now's the time to get into this. But before that wasn't the time to get into it. Yes. So the reason is, as the Rambam says, whenever I'm over lo yirah, I'm over lo yimatze. And most of the times when I'm over lo yimatze, I'm over lo yirah. It's only one case. So most of the time it's by yirah by yimatze. That's how we say it that way. But according to the case of Mishnah, it's not true. Okay, yes?
The one case where it's like locked away in a closet, but you know it's in there, you haven't seen it?
Yeah, there I'll be over lo yimatze and not
lo yira. You argue that the point of seeing it, of yira in general, is that like, once you see it, what are you supposed to do with this? You know it's chametz, you have to get rid of it. So that seeing is really knowing. So if you know that there's chametz in the closet, you don't need to actually see it. Just knowing is enough to like seeing. Because what's the point of seeing it is to know that's chametz and to get rid of it.
You're darshaning the Torah. You can't do that. You can't darshan. Oh, the Torah says this because of this, and therefore this. You might be right, but we can't do that. We can't do that. Yeah. But you're not like that. Yeah. Yes.
Just like kind of what Yonatan said that we mentioned earlier on. Wasn't it that originally, I mean, it's two different psukim by way of Matzah, and then we combine them. And then the service made this unified din.
I get it, it's not the same law, but it's also not two lavin. So it's hard for me to say how the Kesed Mishnah works back in the Rambam.
Because if we say there will be a case where you're over only one of them.
Yeah, you can only be over Bali Matzah.
That means it's two. That has to mean it's two.
Yeah, but you could say the vice versa. If you're over one of them, that means that you're also over the second one, then it's still one.
Yeah, but if you're over Bali Matzah, who says you're over Bali Ra?
But if you're over Bali Ra, you're over
Bali. Yeah, So most times you do both. Most times it's both. But we're just proving a point. If it's possible to be over one, it's got to be one. It's got to be separate. It's got to be two. Now, really, we're going to get to this soon, but this is really based on how you learn the beginning of the Gemara. Let's learn the beginning of the Gemara again. This is such hard Gemara. Let's go back now to the beginning of the Gemara. Yes, Sam?
Does it also come up in the second term, the beginning, to the Rashi and the Bava?
Which Rashi?
Itana Chaya.
Oh, that Rashi. Okay. Did someone get changed the gears in that Rashi? Yes, okay. I mean, yes, that's a very hard Rashi. What that Rashi means, good luck. That's a very hard Rashi. Okay. Now let's get back to the beginning of the Gemara. Please look with me at the beginning of the Gemara. Tanya Rabbanan, Shivas Yamim Sarolei Matzah Teyachem. Ma kamalom haropanem lo yirach asar b'chol gvuracha. It says lo yirach asar b'chol gvuracha. That's enough. Why does it say a pasuk lo yamatzei? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, now. First of all, according to the Rambam in Shorish Tes, if you believe in Shor, like the Re'im, is this a question even? If you believe like the Rambam, sometimes it's the same, but it's the Torah writes a second time for Chizuk. Is this a question?
No.
You see right away that they're different. You see right away that the Gemara feels that it's two different lives. Why is it two different lives? But anyway, that's answerable. But the Gemara says, "Lafish nemalei rala chasar shecha et yiraya avat reshal achem shel gvaya yachal yatmin yikapak dais ben nachri." Let's talk about the yachal yatmin. We think you can hide it. Tamalama lo yematze. Therefore, it says lo yematze. Now, there are two different ways of learning this Gemara. I could tell you two pshatim that both make sense. I could tell you the first way is from lo yirah. Would you know bayatmin comes on pasuk bayimatze? Tell me, I can't have it in a closet. So what am I over when I have it in a closet? What? Lo yimatze only. That's one way of doing it. Or we could say that's a maskana. We could say, oh, tamalomo lo yatmin is teaching us that bayira also means atamana. That's what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say, we would think lo yira is only seeing. It comes to tell us lo yimatze, the lo yira is not only seeing, but having. It could be, what? You should know, not only, when I first learned this Gemara, that's what I thought it meant. And I'm still sure that's what it means.
Wait,
this
the
way,
second way?
The second way. Okay. That what the Gemara is saying is this. If we only say lo yira, we would think you have to see it. Comes along lo yimatze, and I learned from lo yimatze that lo yira doesn't mean seeing it. It means lo yimatze teaches us what lo yira means. What does lo yira mean?
Don't have it.
What? Don't have it. So lo yimatze is just teaching us what lo yimara means.
But what if you don't see it?
So therefore, that's like the Rambam or against the Rambam?
Against.
It's the opposite. Sorry. Entirely, if that's the maskana, so how many lives are there? One. Lo yira. Lo yimatze is just teaching me what lo yimara means.
Oh, but it's like
I'm showing, yes, yeah. So there's really two different ways of learning this Gemara. Yes?
Isn't it hard to say the second way once you say the Adayin? Because we say Adayin in Babatim, we learn by Yatmin. We don't say that by Gvulat.
And that will be the Ron's question. Remember? That's going to be the Ron's question. Does he remember? That's going to be Ron's question. Now you understand Ron Lavez, right?
Yes.
What's the other way?
We're going to learn the Ron. For the Ron, this is the second way is so pashut that he doesn't understand the Adayan. Yes?
What's the other way of understanding the Gemara?
If it only say lo yira, we would say don't Avera seeing it, but not seeing it's no Avera. Lo yimatze tells me, oh, not seeing it is Avera of lo yimatze. So there's two separate averos.
That one sounds more like
it could go either way. This is a 50-50 thing, I'm telling you. It's 50-50. How to learn the beginning of Gemara. Is it a Havamina or is it a Maskana, really? That's what it is. Yes.
I'm not questioning the Kesa Mishnah. How does he say that Bayra has to be seeing it? The Gemara also says Babatim is better with Bayra. Doesn't he have to see it, it's just Babatim.
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah. I'll try to explain it. You know, and get deeper. Yes.
Isn't it saying that stuff in your house you're going to come to see it no matter what? Because it's your own house.
No, no, that's any time you use the word come to becomes a drabbana. Always remember that. If you ever say you will come, you're making it a drabbana. We're in the right here.
Okay.
Yes.
If we learn like the second way that Rabbi has been saying, you know, that it's coming to include Lo Yimata is explaining to me what Bayerah is, what's the point of the Gezeirah Shava that the Gemara brings to show that we can learn out each thing from each other. If they're the same, if it's just an explaining that, I wouldn't need that.
Uh-huh. Excellent. That's what we're going to have to... now we're going to have to learn a Dayan according to that way. That's the next step. That's the next step in what we're going to do. And that's for Sunday Fun Day. You know what's the most... remember the first day we started learning this? I told you Hard Gemara. Remember the first day I wrote Hard Gemara? You learn this once and you say, what's so hard about this? It's impossible to understand this tomorrow. It's impossible.